Coming up on today's show, we got a little bit of news we can talk about, but we're going to dive into Jason's recent trip. That's coming up on Traveling with the Mouse. Welcome, everyone, to episode number 448 of Traveling with the Mouse. I am your host for this week. My name is John, and I am joined by my co-hosts. First up, there is Adam.
What's up, everybody?
How are you doing today, Adam?
Swell.
Swell? You're Mickey? Swell.
Yeah.
I can't get high enough to do Mickey's voice anymore.
What do you mean by that?
My voice cannot get high enough. Excuse me.
Oh, okay.
I can't reach that octave.
Oh, okay.
And we also have with us this week, we have Jason.
Why, hello. I have found my way back into the Matrix so that I can join you guys.
Yes.
Wait. And, I mean, I thought you were getting very high, John. You're not high?
No, not so far.
We just passed 420, so.
That's true.
Well, we're way, you know. As we're recording.
Yeah, we're a little bit past 420, so I'm back down.
We're past 420 episodes, yes, for sure.
Yes, well past 420 episodes. We're working on 450. That should be a celebration, right? It's 450 special.
Yes.
We should celebrate just as much as Disney celebrated its 50th. I believe.
What's the reason?
Gold statues, and we'll make a bunch of promises and deliver on none of them. How's that sound?
Very few at least.
Or... Yeah. Hollywood Studios 35th. A shirt and a hat.
Yes.
Carousel of Progress hit 60.
Yeah. A lot of milestones.
So many milestones. Yeah. So many.
I gotta say, have we listed other attractions whenever they hit their mark? Like, I guess obviously there's some that are still the same as whatever age the park is. Like out.
We should celebrate every attraction's birthday.
Yeah. I was going to say, how many of them are 50 or... More than 50, though, at Disney World, you know.
Opening day, basically.
Peter Pan?
Well, I meant Carousel of Progress is the only one older than Disney World itself. So.
Oh, yeah, because it moved. But I was thinking back out in Disneyland, Peter Pan actually is the same, right? That was opening day. I think it was the first ride completed, if I'm not mistaken.
Could have been.
Wouldn't you all rather be at Disney right now, though? Wouldn't that be nice?
Would be.
Yeah, it would be all right.
It'd be our. Okay.
I can make it manage. I can manage it.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
Yeah.
I took my son to soccer practice the other night, and he's there for an hour and a half. And whenever he does, I go down the street to a local restaurant where I'll usually have a burger and a beer while I wait for him to do that. And next to me were two guys that just talked the whole time about their Disney trips. And I tried to bug him a little bit. He's like, yeah, I've been to Disney a lot. 4 times over the last 3 years. We went twice last year. I can't believe we went twice. And I was like, I've been 3 times this year already.
Yeah.
But he's like, what's the problem with you? They apparently stayed at the executive suite at the Swan Reserve. Apparently he got a deal. It's usually a $3,000 a night room, but with all of his, you know, loyalty, it was only $300 a night. So yeah, I was listening in on their trip.
Yeah, their points are through. Which one is it through?
Marriott.
Yeah, okay.
Bonvoy, yeah.
Anyways, I don't know. Maybe I would try Swan Reserve at some point. I'm not sure.
Do you have Marriott points?
A few, but I don't have a ton. I mean, back when in my previous job before the one I currently have, I traveled a lot, but no, I don't really.
Yeah.
And when I do, I don't stick to one brand, really.
Right.
Makes you wonder why Disney hasn't done their own point system.
They don't need to.
They have. It's called DVC.
I know, but Marriott has their own, like, vacation club stuff. Hilton has that, too. But, you know.
I just said they don't have to.
You're right. They don't have to. But it would definitely create more loyalty on the hotel side, I think.
No.
We're already pretty loyal, Adam.
That's what I was going to say. I mean, the Disney fan base literally gives Disney no incentive to give them anything because they're going to go no matter what.
Yeah.
They give them no incentive.
That's why things are slowly slipping away.
You know, I did notice they brought the 4-day, 4-part ticket package back.
Yes, exactly, for the summer, which they did last summer to help try and, because apparently June in particular, I think, has been lighter
than
in the past.
They have a 3-day version this time, too. 3-day or a 4-day version.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The 3-day excludes Magic Kingdom, right?
Yeah, it does. That's the downside.
Right.
To that one. You can only go to the other three parks, the non-Magic Kingdom.
I can't remember what the names of those are, but I'll remember them eventually.
4-day Park Magic, I think, is what it's called. Ticket.
I thought you meant the other parks.
Oh, yeah, I can't remember what the other parks are other than Magic.
Oh, excuse me. The other parks other than Magic Kingdom. I'm sorry.
I can't remember what their names are. It'll come to me eventually.
I thought Magic Kingdom would be the only one you didn't know.
Oh, no. When I was there, we'll talk about my trip. I just rode the Skyliner all day, every day. That's all I did. Just did a loop.
There. That's what I'm saying. Magic Kingdom was out of the loop then.
Hey. Figure out how to get off the Skyliner.
Well, you should have seen some of Epcot. E-P-C-O-T.
It's cool. Epcot. Yeah. That's my favorite. Epcot's where Barbus is.
Is it an experimental prototype community of tomorrow?
I don't think that's what it stands for anymore.
No, it doesn't. It shouldn't.
It definitely doesn't stand for that.
Yeah. I'm going to say, they don't do any of those letters. They don't do any of those words that those letters stand for.
Experimental in the sense of having a festival all year. That's about all they experiment with.
I guess that was an experiment. Nothing community.
Is there any prototypes?
No. It's not even that much tomorrow anymore.
Your cars that you design on Test Tracker prototypes.
Oh, okay.
Which is a big thing. So my son loves that. I'm assuming they're going to take it away. And I think it's June 17th. Test Track closes. So
yes, Test Track is going away June 17th.
I need to figure out a way to get out there. But I know that Adam and I have been looking every single day to see if they will announce a Tiana preview day, because I am hoping that maybe the Tiana preview will be before June 17th. Knock out two birds with one stone.
Right.
Get my son down there to get one last ride.
That's right.
Get a ride on Tiana's. That's what I'm hoping for, but I feel like we should hear something soon.
I know.
About that.
We've been saying that for a minute.
Yeah, at least the last 2 weeks we've been saying that.
Well, with May just around the corner, right? You got to think that there's going to be something announced.
Of course. Did you not see that they basically, with the food and wine, aren't going to start that till August? It's almost like the olden days.
They're getting shorter and shorter.
So we mentioned that last week because they hadn't announced it yet. And I mentioned 2023, it was July 25th. And now they're pushing it a whole month back to
two more weeks.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah, which is
a month.
Three. Right.
So we'll get diet.
I thought it was the 15th.
August? I thought it was August 20.
It's August 20 something, I think.
Oh, I thought it was 15th. I don't know why. Yeah. Oh, I was thinking 15th.
Yeah. Which is probably good for Diet Epcot, but I guess that means that they think either they can't staff it or they believe that Tiana's will carry them through the summer.
Or they believe it's already too much.
Yeah, I don't think it drew crowds. So.
Well, because you're not getting the full festival anyway. So why not wait until later and have it in full swing?
How about we go in the dead heat of the summer and walk around and try to eat
a bunch of food.
Egg and beer cheese soup and
fries. That sounds wonderful. When you put it that way.
They should just go back to, what was it, September-ish? All the way into mid-November, and just leave it at that.
Yeah.
That's the way.
What do you think that's going to be like? It's been a long time since we've had a true Diet Epcot that didn't last more than a day.
Per week at best, right?
Yeah.
I like the idea. I mean, being able to go to Epcot and it be just like Epcot.
How do you think that'll change the evening hours, though? Do you think it'll make it a little less crowded or no?
Change the evening hours?
Well, you know, people always
tend
to flock to Epcot after, after
to eat and drink before
2 or 3 and 4 o'clock, somewhere around there, start showing up from wherever they're coming from.
Yeah, well, once upon a time, they actually sold an after 4 ticket. I don't even know if they still do that.
They had an after 4 annual pass, didn't they?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I think it
there
was.
You go.
Yeah.
Well, I knew they had an after 4 ticket for Epcot. It was the only park that had one.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen that one advertised in a while, so I assume it's gone.
I don't hear.
Yeah.
Will it affect Luminous attendance because people aren't showing up for the evenings? Yeah.
Well, is Luminous enough of a draw to get people there?
I don't know. You tell us. I was trying to segue into that.
Yeah. So on my trip,
Adam's always trying to ride a segue.
Yeah. I'm the only one that's seen Luminous in person.
Yes.
Yeah. You hadn't seen it online, right?
I did not watch it online before I went. I had heard the reviews from you all and what your opinions were.
Jason decided to
do it live.
Loved it. Loved Luminous. It actually brought a tear to my eye.
Mm-hmm.
The part about loss just was moving.
I thought so,
yeah. Reflective. I thought it started a little slow. You know, maybe after a few more sittings, I'll get there. But, you know, it doesn't have that bold start like a Happily Ever After. They're just, you know, ba-bum, right at the
beginning. In your face.
It's a slow build, but beautiful show. I think I still love the harmonious music, but I think this is a much better balance of sort of a water feature mixed with true fireworks.
And it tells a story similar to, did it remind you of Happily Ever After?
No, because it's not as much just songs from the movies. It kind of felt like a blend of, you know, reflections of, or what do you want to call it? The old show.
Reflections of Earth.
Reflections of Earth show mixed with a little bit of harmonies, because, you know, it was interesting. I kind of liked it. It felt very Epcot to me. The heart-shaped fireworks coming out, that was pretty
cool. Yeah. And the finale is cool, I thought.
I liked it. I would definitely see again. Could definitely get used to it. I think my problem is I just don't usually stay in the, if I'm at Epcot that late, not always.
It's for the after hours.
I was there another night where I was there when Luminous was going off and I didn't watch it, because instead I chose to be the last one out of La Cava.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they were shutting it down.
You chose to be the last man standing.
How many times did you go to La Cava?
I think I just did two. Maybe three.
It had to be at least three, because there was one time you were there and you said Barbas wasn't there.
I did two Barbas trips.
Yeah.
Two Barbas trips, one non-Barbas trip.
Okay.
So yeah. Three stops.
Three. Okay.
You're on a week-long adventure.
Yeah.
One of my stops, I got put at a table with a whole bunch. This is the night I closed it down with a whole bunch of people who have YouTube channels and stuff about Disney that they're trying to get going. So they were chatting about all their adventures. Yeah. I have this really bad habit, or maybe a good habit, that I get there with Barbas and suddenly whatever table I'm put at, I'm their new best friend because I buy a round of shots. I'm just like, shots from everybody, Barbas.
Oh, wow.
But it was great. Love Barbas. And that was the night I was supposed to get the extra deluxe hours at Epcot. So I stayed there until it closed at 9.
Right. Okay. Yes. You're La Cava.
And Epcot was supposed to be open until 11. But after Barbas, I was just like, I'm just going to go back to my hotel. I took a top shelf with me to go and walked the World Showcase.
Okay. I remember you sent us a picture of empty Mexico because it would clear it out by then.
Yep.
Empty Mexico. There's a vision.
Well, the inside of the pyramid.
Yeah, inside of the pyramid, it was all shut down. Nobody there except me trying to stay behind and live at La Cava.
You may have
added some more of the stuff to the regular menu. Smoky Ninja's on there permanently now.
That was good. I liked Smoky Ninja.
Yeah,
expensive.
The top shelf has changed slightly. They changed the tequila in it. It's still pretty good. Yeah.
It's not the Atlanta-based tequila anymore.
Yeah, and then they have that Bryan Cranston, Aaron Paul drink.
Yeah.
I can't even remember the name of it. It's got a little, if you eat the pepper, it's got a little
Breaking Bad?
Yeah, but they have some made for it.
They call it the blue stuff?
It's clear.
Excuse me.
Clear and spicy. I forget what the name of it is. But
that's funny.
All this stuff was good. They also, I asked Barbas, because that was around the time that they did the April Fool's thing on the guacamole drink.
Guacamole, yes.
Yeah, the April Fool's thing on Instagram where they...
guacamole margarita.
Guacamole margarita.
Yeah, that was fine.
Barbara said he tasted it whenever they shot the video, and it was disgusting because the guacamole was cold.
Yeah.
It was like They didn't put alcohol in it, though, he said, either.
Oof. Why would he taste that?
He's like, I guess they were shooting it there, and he was there. He's like, I guess I'll try it.
Yeah. Wow. An actual guacamole.
Yeah, they just put guacamole in a blender.
Yeah. And made it made it liquefied. Yikes. Ugh. Yeah.
I mean, hands down, La Cava never had a bad experience. Never left with regrets.
It's so good.
It is perfect for me. Perfect vibe, perfect ambiance. And it's a place where I feel like I can just like talk to people, you know?
Yeah.
I like that. It's one of the reasons I also usually like Oga's, because I feel like I usually meet people. Although the one time I did Oga's when I was there, I did it at like 10 o'clock in the morning or something.
Oh, right.
I went basically by myself there. So I was at the end of the bar having a bad motivator IPA. Basically just waiting out baseline opening. So.
Yeah. The bad motivator is good.
Yeah, that and the Gold Squadron lager.
Right, Gold Squadron. Those are the two I kind of go to now. Unless I'm going with somebody who's not been before, then I might go get one of the mixed drinks again, but they're not worth it.
I mean, I would love for them to make some new ones.
Yeah, they need a revamp, I think. But, I mean, it's still busy, obviously, so it probably won't until people stop showing up.
So maybe we talk a little bit about the trip.
Yeah.
State of Riviera.
I thought that's what you were doing.
Yeah. But like going back to the beginning, State of Riviera, I talk about that. I've stayed in Riviera several times now. That's obviously my home resort. But this is the first time I have done a tower studio for a long length of time. So it was a 7-night stay in a tower studio. And super comfortable. Super comfortable. I mean, it was a Murphy bed and all that, but I was comfortable in there. Plenty of space for just a single person. So if you're by yourself, no problem. Tons of space. Right. I was on the second floor, which is the only thing I was disappointed about. So I wasn't, because the tower studios have a good view of Epcot, but I was on the second floor, so I was below the tree line. So I couldn't see the Epcot ball. I was also directly across from the show studio room. So like the one that has like a glass window so that they can take in DVC guests. So every time when I would walk out of the room, and if they were like about to show a new set of guests, the DVC tour guide, I'd be like, welcome home to the new guest. And be like, trying to sell them on some DVC.
I know exactly where you were then, because I remember walking by that.
Yeah. When that tower studio.
All the time.
Okay. So it was great. I've obviously loved the Riviera location. Love all of that. I got there super late, so I didn't do anything my first night. The very first day, though, I started at Hollywood, if I recall correctly. I think I rope dropped Tower Terror, which was a lot of fun because Rockin was closed and not a whole lot of people were over there.
Right.
Just felt like starting over there.
Yeah, you said you did. Did you do that twice? Or don't you? I remember you did that and then Slinky and Smuggler.
I mean, as a Lightning. So I think I did Tower and then Woodford Mania. Smuggler's Run I did on a single rider. Mm-hmm. So. You know, they had by the time I got over there, it was posted like 60 minutes, but single rider, I walked straight on, nobody in line for the single rider. I had to be an engineer, but.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're always an engineer at that point, though.
Yeah.
You get to ride it, I guess.
But I mean, I did all the usuals. I did got the Ronto Wrap breakfast, which I love.
I do like the breakfast, yeah.
Yeah, Ronto Wrap breakfast sandwich. Did the Oga's, did Baseline. And then my friend Shanna, who works at Disney, was there. So I went back over to Bar Riva and we met up because she was going to work. She works at the Swan and Dolphin. So we went and had lunch and said hi, which was fun. Love Bar Riva. Good food there. It was a good lunch.
It's a good welcome bar, though.
Yeah.
Good vibe there.
But it was fun. We would see Kendall from every ride as well while I was down there. Fortunately, Terry, if you're listening, I hate we didn't get to catch up, but Terry also from every ride, we were trying to find time. But it turns out if you go when everybody else works, they don't seem to have as much free time to come hang out with you all the time. It's kind of weird like that.
You're like, hey, I'm down. Want to come hang out?
Middle of the week.
Yeah. Kind of have a job.
So that was a fun day. I think that night is when I ate at Via Napoli. For the first time.
I think it was,
yeah.
The pizza.
The pizza was good. I got one of the ones that had like olives and all sorts of good stuff. The crust was very good. I could see why people love it. However, there is a restaurant here in Atlanta that is very authentic Italian pizza, and it is called Antico, and they fly the ingredients in from Italy, and it is so good.
Yeah.
They have two of them. They have one in Midtown Atlanta and one right by the Braves Stadium, which I'm going to a Braves game this weekend, and I'm going to get Antico. Mm. And Antico is better. Antico is better than being Napoli.
I'm going to say, so basically, based on that description, Disney is never going to be able to give pizza that you can you would consider top of the line.
Antico, I would have probably thought that was pretty high elevated because they got the crust like they do it at Antico. Antico's just like one level above. Also, Antico's cheaper, of course.
Right. I was going to say the size of the pizza you
sent. I got the individual size, yeah.
Right. But how much was that, if you remember?
I got that at a Peroni. I don't even remember, but probably like $30 or $40, you know?
No.
Okay.
But so, would I go again? Maybe. But if I'm like just hankering for, like if I'm at the, I've been at La Cava and I just want some pizza.
Pizza Rizzo.
Connections, I feel like, has a.
Actually, it wasn't terrible, yeah.
Yeah.
That's where we had it.
Yeah, we had some pizza there.
We had pizza there, yeah.
I did another pizza run there one time that trip. Well,
decent, yeah. It was decent.
It's better than the other Disney pizzas.
Yeah.
Big slices, all of that.
I think Dave Portnoy gave Via Napoli the same grade he gave Pizza Rizzo, which doesn't speak very highly of Via Napoli.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, he gave it like a 7.5, maybe, if I remember right, or 7. So it's not super high.
Everyone's a critic.
Yeah. He's a good pizza critic, though. He knows his pizza for sure.
Definitely not saying Via Napoli is bad. It's way up there. Best pizza at Disney by far. But I've had Antico.
But it's not rat pizza.
It's not rat pizza. Not rat pizza.
Disney, what was it I saw? I saw something on the Disney food blog about, what was it, puffy pizza? That's the way they put it. Then Disney, I don't know. There were certain places where they were basically talking about puffy pizza was what it was called. I don't know.
The traditional Disney pizza's got the puffy crust?
I guess. That's mostly what they're talking about, the different places.
Yeah, that's not so good pizza. The pizza that I used to get to take me on challenge runs. Car pizza.
Okay. I guess. I don't know.
I've now moved on to when I do a challenge, I just do Bucky's Jerky. That's what gets me through.
Bucky's Jerky. All right.
So that's also the night I saw Luminous, which was amazing. And of course, heard Guardians, because Guardians is the best. Still is the best by far.
Best around.
Did you happen to catch that about the pre-show? The particular video I think I shared with you guys?
Where people were just exiting?
Right, like they were just, no one was paying any attention. Like it was a group of folks.
That happened when I was there, where people started to exit. And I've now moved on to, unless I'm on a challenge run and I have to shave everything off, I go to the left and I just chill.
Right, you're still going to get on.
Yeah.
But I think people are, after waiting in probably a long line for a good portion still, then you make them sit through two pre-shows.
Yeah.
No matter how impressive they look, they're a little too long.
Well, the thing is their alternative is to sit in even more line. The whole idea of a pre-show is to give you something to do while you're pulsing them into the next line.
Yeah, but I think they still did it a little too long.
But when you've seen it over and over again, you don't want to...
Especially that first pre-show is like, I don't think anybody even cares.
You might as well still be standing in line.
At least the second one has the impressive change of the scenery.
Yeah,
the first one, I don't think everybody's like Glenn Close up there just like
the pre-show, Adam had never even noticed that the cosmic generator disappears in like a split second in the middle.
Right, that's cool. That is a cool effect, but nobody notices it.
I think some of the effects have not been working. I think some of the effects have had problems not working. I didn't say that one specifically, but I think some of them. Like sometimes there have been people walking into a room that's already changed.
Yeah. The generator has issues, like the walls coming up because people keep touching them and stuff. But
yeah.
Right.
Every now and then. But wait, with the doors unlocked, is that why people
doors
just
are always
walk through?
You can walk through them at any time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
For some reason, I thought they were...
They have just like a push thing. If you can push them.
I thought they were locked for a certain point, but I guess they just open them automatically. Okay.
Yeah. No, we learned that at Rock and Roller Coaster.
Right, that's true.
Back in the day.
Walk through, yeah, that's true.
Like, because the door was, like, flapping at one time. We were like, oh,
I'm
really?
I'm still not going to do that, though. I don't know. Now, if it was, like, an after-hours thing, I probably would do it then. Maybe that's why.
I'm pretty sure during, like, mornings and stuff, they leave it open. I don't know if they pulse even first.
They weren't even doing it during the after-hours. They should. I mean, they're even...
Whenever you do Tron in the mornings, they don't do the, quote, pre-show or whatever you want to call that.
I was really surprised they did the pre-show at Test Track during after-hours, too. Because Epcot is like pre-show city. I mean, you can't hardly get to one thing or the next, even at an after-hours event, if you don't shorten something.
Yeah.
When you say pre-show, you mean the car design?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You still had to do that?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Also, they could have just left the door open, I would think, and they would have done just as well.
Stop and design a car if you wish.
Yeah, yeah, it should be optional.
Right.
Just like it's optional to go through, or at one time it was. One time it was optional to go through the graveyard at Haunted Mansion.
Hello.
The next day was Magic Kingdom Day. That's right. Ate at Plaza.
Yeah.
That's your new favorite, right?
It's my lunch go-to. I think Skipper Canteen is the best place to eat. But if I'm going for lunch, Plaza is a delectable lunch.
It is. The only downside to it for me, and you'll know this, The nearest bathroom you have to go is like the Tomorrowland.
It's not that far.
It's not that far, but you have to leave the restaurant, which when you have a kid like mine, you're going to be going at least twice.
I think it's because originally that restaurant was designed with the intention of it being kind of a quick thing and not a full meal.
Right.
But
yeah,
that's not what it turned into.
It's a lovely restaurant, but I'm going to be leaving at least twice during that meal to take him to the bathroom. So that's the only downside.
And the only thing, if you're like doing the to-go version, it's only ice cream, right? Like you can get the ice cream at the Plaza.
To-go?
Am I wrong? Yeah, I think that's right.
Go next door for ice cream?
That's what I think is where it comes from. But I don't know. They have
the Breyer.
I could have swore they had it to go. You know, kind of like you can get the similar to the, like you can get the Cobb salad at the bar. You know what I mean? Stuff like that. Similar to those type things. I think they had like almost like an ice cream only part of the Plaza or something like that. I could have sworn that I remember that.
But. You're going to be surprised by what I ordered at the Plaza.
What's that?
The salad.
The salad?
Yeah.
What kind of salad do they have there?
Chicken Waldorf salad.
Waldorf.
It was mixed lettuces with pulled chicken, spiced pecans, apples, grapes, celery, and blue cheese tossed in an apple cider vinaigrette.
Poor Waldorf.
Okay. All right.
So that was also the day that I decided to do this made-up challenge that I came up with.
Oh, right. Yes.
Which was, how fast can I get from the very farthest point of Big Thunder to Galaxy's Edge in front of Millennium Falcon?
Just had to create something to be challenged.
Only using Disney transportation, sans, buses, and mini.
Right. So Skyliner Monorail.
Skyliner Monorail.
And yeah, I was relieved that the monorail didn't let you down.
Yeah, so. And I came in so close to maybe making it under an hour.
Yeah. Remember, you pretty much hit the monorail perfect, if I remember right.
I did. I remember Nathan Firesheets was like, oh, you'll probably do it in two or something like that. I mean, it was nowhere close to two.
Well, you put a Twitter poll, I think, though. Was it 90 minutes was the winning?
It was under 90 minutes. So,
oh, under.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
An hour and a half, because it was like an hour 13 or something.
What did I say? I think I said it would be an hour 20. That's what I guess.
You have to go back and look at the messaging.
Yeah. So I took the picture. I took off. I was a little delayed from crowd navigation to get to the front. But I mean, I think I got from Big Thunder to front of the park in 6 or 7 minutes.
Nice.
And when I walked into the monorail, I saw there was a monorail parked there. So I ran up the ramp, got in a monorail, and it closed the doors not long after I got on.
Yeah.
Got off. Walked straight across to the Epcot monorail, and I probably stood there for maybe one or two minutes before I saw the Epcot monorail pulling up.
Wow.
Got on that monorail, rode that. Now, I remember, I think I got from the entrance to Epcot to the exit out of the International Gateway in like 8 minutes or something like that. It was something crazy. 7 or 8 minutes.
Yeah.
To go from one side of the park to the other. That was probably the fastest part of what I did.
Mm. Yeah. That's a long walk.
It is a long walk. The Skyliner cost me a little bit because when I was walking up the ramp, I got behind some slow people.
Yeah. Taking their leisurely stroll.
Yeah. Just could barely walk people. And then got on the Skyliner. But that ended up being the downfall. It just takes too long on the Skyliner at that point. I don't think there's any faster I could have gone on the Skyliner. There were no real stops for the slowdowns or anything.
Yeah. So
I just don't know if under an hour is possible.
Yeah, because you caught everything pretty quickly.
I could maybe shave a few minutes off with low crowds, but...
Yeah, 13 minutes off? I don't know. Yeah. You could probably get under an hour 10.
It was almost perfect. I didn't try to time it, but I got almost perfect. That was pretty fast for a park hop using those, though.
Yeah, and you have to really credit the timing on the monorail the most, right?
Correct.
Yeah, because that probably wouldn't happen two times in a row.
Oh, well. Please stand clear of the doors that just fell off the monorail.
Well, not that literally.
When they say please stand clear of the doors, they're talking about the people on the ground.
Yeah.
Underneath. I said, don't say that about the monorail.
There was that rumor going around that they were going to shut down the Las Vegas monorail, but I think that was a lie. But that was going around on Twitter, and people were trying to say Disney should buy them up from Las Vegas.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Anyways, that was a fun little day. And then I ate at Brown Derby Lounge, which I did that twice while I was there.
Mm.
Oh, that was like I did a snack at Brown Derby Lounge. I did the escargots.
Yeah.
Little reward. It was nice. Let's talk about the new thing I did, which I think was the next day or the day after. I had never been to Typhoon Lagoon.
Oh, yes.
And I went with my friend Shanna, who's a cast member, who was able to get me a discounted cast member, you know, like discount friend ticket.
Nice.
Because I hadn't added it on to my annual pass yet. And I think I may add it on. I really enjoyed Typhoon Lagoon. I loved the slides there. I loved the lazy river, except for the fact that I got, you know, super wet at one point whenever they have the waterfall. It was a little much.
Yeah.
Not so lazy at the waterfall. That's supposed to wake you up and say, get out.
Get out.
Right.
Don't go another loop.
So you did the Crush and Gusher.
I did the Crush and Gusher, and I did the other one too.
I think it's all part of the Crush and Gusher, but no, I there's like the individual slides.
The quote, smaller one.
Yeah, they have three.
It's like the big raft that's like four.
Yeah,
people.
Yeah.
And then you have the Crushing Guster, which has three different slides.
Right.
And
one of those slides requires two people.
Yes. There's two different slides. So we did both of those. The only thing that was a bit of a problem for me was our bartender. Over near the wave pool, I tried to go over and get a drink. And I'm sure some of our listeners have followed us, have seen that I am not a spring chicken anymore. I have some grays in my hair. Got carded. Had to walk all the way back.
What?
To my...
to get your ID.
Walked all the way back to my chair. Come back. And that's after, at first, walk up to the bar. Nobody sitting at the bar. And she was like, can't sit there, you have to wait in line and order a drink first before you sit here. And I'm like, what is this? And then she took forever to make a drink. Everybody was like moving at the, you know, it was flash 100-yard dash Zootopia.
Wow.
Impression over there.
Wow.
So that was the only downside. I did this eat loss. At the quick service there, and it was pretty okay. The quick service was fun.
It was your typical quick service, right?
Yeah, I think there was a great deal though was you buy the cup and you get the cheap beer refills. That was nice.
Okay.
Did you do the wave pool and stuff?
Got in the wave pool. Did not get crushed by one of the big waves, but you know, I will tell you my favorite part of Typhoon Lagoon. Are you ready? I passed out for like an hour and a half on a chair and just slept, and that was amazing.
Took a nap.
It was one of the best maps I've had in a very long time. It was so good.
Well, I was going to ask, did you do Humunga Cowabunga?
No, I did not.
You didn't do Humunga Cowabunga? Okay.
It was fun, though. Would go back again. Loved it. Basically was there from, you know, got there maybe only 15, 20 minutes after it opened. It closed at 6, I think, left around 5. So,
okay,
not bad. Spent a day of it. That's whenever I went to Disney Springs and ate at the new, is it called Summer House Restaurant or whatever it is that just opened?
Okay.
The only thing that was really odd about that, and if they're listeners, I'm sorry that you're having to hear this, but the people sitting next to me, they were married, and the whole meal I was just overhearing about how she thought he was sleeping with the new woman he just hired at work because some other person told her and he was telling her that he didn't. And yeah, it was a very awkward part where like they were.
And they were newlyweds?
No, it looks like they had been married for a while. But then they, I don't know, I think she bought his story and then they like went on from appetizers to a main course and had a delightful dinner. It was my table side entertainment. Because I was sitting at the bar and they were sitting next to me. I was like, okay.
One of the experiences at Disney that you can always count on is the people watching or people listening in this case.
Exactly.
Yeah, you never know what you'll hear at some point.
You don't know what you're going to get.
It's like a box of chocolates. Yeah.
But again, you know, each of these nights I'm like, oh yeah, I'm going to stay out late. You know, I'm going to party hard. By like 10:30, 11. Every night I was there. I don't think I stayed out past 11 any night I was there.
Now, are we saying that maybe, I don't know, the closer you get to the 4-0, you might be thinking, you don't want to stay quite as late?
I don't know. I just was really in the mood to sleep. I was like, I have had a sufficient amount of fun for the day.
Gotcha.
Which the only day that was really a problem is I thought I was going to stay Magic Kingdom on, I guess it was Wednesday night until 1 a.m., but I was feeling very tired.
Yeah.
I did Happily Ever After, as always. Haunted Mansion, and then left. I didn't really take advantage of my after hours that came with my deluxes, really.
Well, you took advantage of your hotel, right? So
I did. The hotel was fantastic. The other thing I did on one of my days of my trip, it was my last full day. I spent a lot of time at the quiet pool of the Riviera. Yeah. And again, that nap at Typhoon Lagoon was great. I did like a 3-hour nap at the Riviera pool. Another great nap. Just some real quality napping.
Like I say, that's the next episode is best places to nap.
So those big chairs that they have at the Riviera pools that like are covered, and they have the big cushions and you can just curl up in it. I passed out in that chair. It was wonderful.
Nice.
Didn't get super sunburned either. After napping outside, you'd think I'd be burnt to a crisp, but that's fine.
Surprised the cast member didn't just check to make sure you were still alive. Like, this guy's still here?
Is he still breathing?
Yes, like, he's still in this chair. It's been 3 hours. If you could nap anywhere in Disney World, where would you nap?
Ooh, if you're taking a nap. Not in a hotel room, right?
Yeah, any park.
I was going to say, were you starting to say an attraction, maybe, you would take a nap on?
Yeah, what's the best attraction to take a nap on?
The best attraction to take a nap on no longer exists.
Ellen's Energy Adventure.
Well, that was one of them. But another one on the list was Sounds Dangerous because they put you in a dark room.
I feel like I've napped on from stuff.
American Adventure, I fell asleep last time I did that
one. Oh, I did American Adventure this time. I enjoyed it. It was great.
See, I don't fall asleep during that one because I actually like that show. I might fall asleep during Hall of Presidents. Don't get me wrong with that.
Yeah,
that one's a little I don't know, it's not as, there's more action in American Adventure, you know, if you know what I mean,
right?
If they let me ride without bothering me.
Yeah, well, let's assume that
over and over again. People Mover, great dude.
Yeah,
it does go fast and twist a little bit here and there. That'd be
Carousel
hard to sleep
Progress through. I think I've mapped a Carousel of Progress before.
I've dozed off, but it's the seats aren't as comfortable as say American Adventure.
Right, gotcha.
They're a little old.
I think I took a nap the last time that I saw the Beauty and the Beast show in France. I think I took a nap in there.
Oh, the one, yeah.
You know what I mean? They don't have,
right.
Yeah.
Cause that's an awful show, by the way.
They very rarely show the other one anymore. It seems
yeah,
like,
it's like the last hour of the day, I think.
Living Prussian Falls.
I actually need to go do that.
The other thing that I guess I should mention is, you know, I saw Luminous, I saw Happily Ever After. I did try to go to Fantasmic one night.
Oh, yeah. Something happened, right?
And I got there, and this is the second time this happened to me, where they get the show started, and 2 minutes in, technical difficulties, we may come back, and then they just canceled the show.
Wow. You're snake bit when it comes to Fantasmic, no pun intended.
Did they give people a lightning lane for the next day or something?
No recovery, and they were supposed to be another show. So we're all pulling out, there were people lined up for the 10 o'clock show, and we're like, they didn't do the 10 o'clock show either.
They didn't do any kind of compensation at all?
Nope, just told people to leave.
Well,
yep.
That sucks.
Yeah, and I, you know, I like Fantasmic. Wanted to see it.
Well, at least nothing burned down.
Yeah, no.
The show.
That's why they stopped the show.
Yeah.
Or would have.
Or would have. What have, could have. Yeah, they still don't have Maleficent back on the coast, do they? They brought the show back, but I don't think they have the dragon.
But like Crema Piatto, fantastic breakfast if you can sit down and have it. The like breakfast meal. I did that a couple of times. So
food
good.
There is fantastic anyway.
Yeah, I had breakfast there when we stayed at Caribbean, was it, I think, back then? Yeah.
Like that. Trying to think if there's any new places. I ate at Nine Dragons as well for the first time. That actually, I'd heard such bad reviews of it, but it was pretty good, honestly. Oh, the other thing that I did the first time was Yak and Yeti.
Yeah. I've heard good things about it.
Very solid.
Wouldn't go back to the Yak. The sit-down version, right?
Yeah. I've done the quick service many times, but...
It was weird, though, because it's like a... What do you call it? It's not a Disney restaurant. It's a...
It's a Landry's.
Landry's, and they're like, are you a Landry's reward member? And I'm like where am I?
Landry's, the same ones that bring you Rainforest and T-Rex.
Yeah.
Which aren't, you know, the greatest.
Yeah.
Food-wise, anyway.
I mean, Yak and Yeti was fine. I still think Satouli and Nomad are the best.
Right.
Did do one Nomad stop. Unfortunately, Joe Rohde showed up the week after I was there.
Too bad.
Like if I had met Joe Rohde at Nomad, I could die.
You try and buy him a drink or something.
Yeah, I'd try to just be like Joe.
And try and buy him.
May have done something. No. He might have been kicked out when it was all said and done.
You gotta get him, invite him on the show,
right?
Like, hey, Joe.
That would be fun if we get him on the show.
He'd be like, when do I get paid?
But let's see. I don't know if there's anything else I tried for the first time. I'm trying to think. I'm still upset that they changed Trowel and Trellis for the Flower and Garden this year. Both the drink and the short ribs. They went to like a meatball, so I didn't eat it. I didn't look that good. And the drink is a gin drink now. I'm like, why'd they change it? It was a good thing.
I don't know, because it felt like they sold a lot of those short ribs.
I know. It was the best thing they had. Looks forward to it every year.
Yeah, it was delicious. But what did you order at Nine Dragons, though?
I think I ordered... Good. I did the hot and sour soup. And then I did one of the chicken dishes. I forget which one.
I know the orange chicken is popular, I think, right?
I didn't do the orange. I did a different one, but it was good. You know?
More expensive, though, than what you'd get any...
I mean, more expensive than the Chinese place down the street from me, yeah.
But, I mean, is it better or on par?
It's fine for a sit-down Chinese restaurant.
Okay. I think that's why most people avoid it, is you can get Chinese food everywhere. Like
a lot of folks, they're probably thinking they get better in their neighborhood, especially if they're from a town.
Cheaper, at least, for sure, you know.
Yeah.
They probably think that if they live in, like, New York or something.
For sure. Like, if you live in New York, there's a lot of places, though.
Yeah.
Every town has at least one Chinese restaurant. Usually.
And the quick service in China, like every mall has that one. So,
yeah,
right. Yeah, it's kind of a Panda Express feel too. Actually,
I mean, it's good. Right. Don't get me wrong. I've had orange chicken there before.
Make a joke. Maybe it's this new Conan O'Brien show. Maybe where he goes to other countries and tries to be like Anthony Bourdain, but just acts like a dumb dumb the whole time. He's like, man, Hong Kong, this Chinatown is huge.
Yeah.
Oh,
right. Conan, man. I watched his Hot Ones too, the episode he did.
That was so good. It was insane.
Yes, he was just ridiculous the whole time.
So now that you've tried restaurants that have somewhat bad reps.
Yep.
Tony's you agreed with.
Yep.
Nine Dragons you kind of disagreed with.
I'm not going to put it up there in top tier, but it's better than what I had heard.
Right. Okay. And then one that we're going to have to figure out. Have you done Sandin Hill so far?
I did. I haven't done the Inside the Pyramid one.
That's the one that people always give the bad reviews to.
Yeah.
It's the Sandin Hill.
I've used their bathrooms plenty of times.
I'm sure.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah. So that goes without saying.
Is there such thing as a bathroom on property you haven't used?
I'm sure there is. I'm sure there is.
You sure there's one somewhere?
I feel like those are all the new things. The big one was, of course, Typhoon Lagoon.
So now you're going to have to go do Blizzard Beach so you can compare.
Yep.
She should be opening, hopefully, again soon.
Yep.
Again soon.
I have a tendency to like both water parks, but if you're going to tell me to choose one to go to, I'm going to choose Typhoon every time.
Yeah, not bad. I'm trying to think if there went any quick services I hadn't tried. But I have the ones I like now. I don't really venture off the beaten path anymore on quick services.
Where did you even eat quick service? I mean,
I did some connections. I don't even think I tried a booth, really.
Okay.
For Flower and Garden?
Yeah, because most of the stuff I'd had, maybe I had a couple of things, but nothing stood out. Because I had a few sit-downs. Oh, I did do a night where I went to Tepaneto. That's right. That's when that night that I couldn't remember where I ate. Tepaneto. I do really like Tepaneto. It's very good.
Cool.
Okay.
That's my second time going. It's so a really good hibachi.
He did Chinese and Japanese while he was on the trip.
Yeah.
Oh, and he did yak and yeti. You did a lot of Asian.
I did. I was supposed to go to the sushi restaurant, but I ended up canceling that. The sushi, yeah, the one next to Tepaneto, Sushi Sai or whatever it's called.
You can get some good fireworks views from Tepaneto.
Yep. I didn't really hit any monorail resorts or anything like that. It was just a very chill trip.
You didn't go to any of the other lounges like Chanted Rose or...
Nope.
Trader Sam's?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
I had these aspirations that I was going to. I thought I was going to go one night to Jelly Rolls. I did at one point go over to Scat Cats because I've never been there.
Oh, and so, yeah.
That was great.
Port Orleans.
Scat Cats. I like that place.
How was the menu there and stuff? Good?
Well, I just ordered beignets. I'd already had dinner.
Well, okay.
But it was too many beignets. I ordered it. You got three beignets, and I wanted one. So, left two beignets on my table.
They thought you said, keep them coming till you pass out.
Yeah.
Funny.
But it was an end-of-night sort of thing. Had never checked it out before. Thought I'd see what Scat Cats is all about. It was good.
Okay.
So, there's another new thing. I knew there was probably something else I hadn't tried before.
This was a trip of new things.
Well, you always got to try new things. People always ask me, like, haven't you done everything? I'm like, no.
No, actually, it takes a lot.
There's always something new, too, whether it's a restaurant or a food item or a new ride or something.
Yeah, there's always stuff we still haven't done.
Yeah.
Most notably, get into Club 33.
Yeah, no, when it comes to attractions, most of the attractions we haven't done is there's a reason, but.
I don't think there's any attraction I haven't done, though. Thanks to the every ride stuff.
Let's see. What do you call in the? Well, I said attraction, so it's not meaning just
show
rides.
Or something.
Yeah.
I mean, there's
is there a show or something like that that you haven't done?
There's definitely ones that don't do.
I haven't
often.
Done all the shows. I have right. Definitely haven't. Like I haven't ever done the aerial thing or the story time. I haven't done those.
The aerial thing. You're talking about
the old rock grotto or whatever. Like, not or aerial grotto.
I mean, are you talking about the? Yeah,
the
studios. The adventure.
Yeah, but I'm also talking about I guess that's more of a character meet and greet, meet Ariel, but also like the enchanted story time thing. I've never done that.
Well, okay. I have done that.
It took
I don't remember. I swear I did Monsters Inc. Laugh Floor a long time ago, but in modern history, I haven't done it. It just doesn't appeal to me.
Yeah, I don't think I've even done Monsters Inc. Laugh Floor, really, except for walking through it on the, to get the candy or whatever.
It's a fun show, but it's not there's several that I don't do often.
I did do the Tiki Room while I was there. Always got to get Tiki Room in there.
Yeah, I would have done Country Bears, but...
It was closed. It was closed.
I got a feeling that this, like, between you two, it's almost like the Thurl Ravenscroft and the...
Wally Bogue.
Yeah, I don't know why I couldn't think of Wally Bogue, but that thing. Y'all are doing the Tiki Room and the Country Bears.
We have respect for both of them.
Yeah, you're right. You at least have respect for both of them. I don't think Ted has any respect for Wally Bogue. At least none that he would admit to.
If you put the birds and the bears in the same room, the bears would eat the birds. So,
would they get the Tiki Room to attack them?
You have seen Alfred Hitchcock movie, right? The birds.
Right. Well, there's not that many birds in there. Well, I guess there is.
A lot of birds, and these can talk.
A lot of bears, though. But they're bears that are looking for love. So,
do you like your singing animals to be birds or bears?
Right. I just am gonna miss the horny bears. You know, I just feel like it's just not.
They just want love. I don't think it'll be the same. Yeah, but
yeah, it probably won't be.
Understandably so, I guess.
I'll be up as soon as I can find a ladder.
Yeah.
As soon as I find a ladder, I'll be right up.
There was a lot of jokes like that.
What do you think they did with the wine in Trixie's glass that's been sitting there for
50 years?
It's aged well.
Maybe.
Might be good.
Vintage.
I still thought it was funny that was one of the lines that they took out when they did the revamp in 2012 or whatever it was. When was it?
Did y'all see that they're going to do the vacation hoedown or whatever in Tokyo this year? They're bringing it back.
I thought it was there. I thought that's what they went with year round.
You know, it is
the vacation one.
Yeah, I thought that's what Tokyo always did.
I thought that's they had the regular
they
show
decided to stick to or something like that.
Yeah, Christmas vacation one. Jamboree hasn't been there for 5 years.
Oh, so they
but up to 5 years ago it was so.
They did the Christmas one every year, too, right? Switch it out seasonally.
Tokyo has a tendency of taking everything that was good about the American parks and keeping it there.
I don't know. I'd love to have seen the Christmas one.
Well, you can go see it in Japanese.
I'll get right on that. As soon as I find a plane, I'll fly right over.
Be right over.
Why don't you just do that Adventures by Disney tour?
The $180,000.
The around the world one, the 100,000 one.
Have you ever watched like one of the videos of the Country Bears in Japanese? The Tokyo.
I have watched it. Yeah, the regular show. Yeah,
because like there's a good. There's most of it. I think is actually in Japanese, but some of it's in English. Some of the songs are in English.
Yeah, a little here.
I don't know why, but it's just the way it works.
I think the speaking parts though are in Japanese, right?
The order is a little out of. It's different, and I want to say they add a song for the one over there, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, wow.
One that was not in the American version.
One that just really makes fun of America.
Like cut out.
Possibly. Possibly.
Anyways, I hope to get back soon. Adam, I hope it's me and you going down there for a Passover preview.
We got to figure out when that's going to be.
I am stoked.
If they ever announce it.
Seeing those animatronics, I know y'all have talked about it. Yeah, animatronics look amazing. I think the ride's going to be amazing.
The outside, I like the greenery. It kind of has
shaped. At night, it's going to be really cool to ride.
Yeah.
I am stoked for that ride.
Now, there were some media previews, I guess, that were announced for sometime in June, right?
Yep. So I'm assuming DVC and Passholder will be right after that.
You would think.
That's how it's been going.
Yep.
So that would mean if we hear anything about cast member previews here shortly, that should give us an idea.
I have cast member friends. Maybe they can invite us.
I was going to say, cast member previews come first, right? So
yeah.
Usually.
Hey, cast member friends, invite us.
And they had the whole month of June is blocked off. They can't get Magic Kingdom.
Weird.
So we talked about it.
I saw an article about AP's having more good-to-go days added. I don't know.
Yep.
I can't even keep up with that. As an AP, it's like, how would... You still have to track everything. Just make a reservation. I don't even, like... oh, is this a good to go day? Can I show up today?
All right. You try to, what you do is you try to make a reservation. It's like it doesn't let you because you don't have to. Is that how it works?
I guess.
Or it's just when you try to make a reservation, it tells you you don't need one, I think.
Or when I go in to try to book a virtual queue like I did last time, and on one of the days, it would have let me add Adam because
it was of any day. Yeah.
Well,
speaking of that, you get Stitch Magnet. It's coming from May to end of June.
Just what I needed.
At Epcot.
I don't have anything booked, but the talk is to take a short trip after Livy graduates kindergarten. So probably the second week in June is when I think I'll be able to.
We might all be there together.
Yeah. I think I'm going to probably just do a 3-night is what I'm looking at, though. Somewhere. So
hotels are cheap in June.
Yeah, I've been noticing. I've been looking for something.
Yep.
Well, that's it for me. That's all I got.
That's all you got? I think that took up enough time that we can call it a show.
I think so, too. I'll go back on another trip. It's all been sponsored by the Traveling with Mouse LLC podcast.
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. You're getting paid?
Yeah.
Paying himself.
Yeah, myself to go on these trips.
He's got the green light to go.
Not a sponsor? Kind of a sponsor? You gotta get that.
Not a zoo.
You can get a teeny tiny discount with green light, right?
Yep. Or tickets.
On tickets.
If you're a subscriber.
I mean, people went crazy over the 5% you can get at Target if you have the red card. Everybody was like, you have to buy Disney gift cards with the Target because you get 5% off.
Like, I'll tell you right now.
Like 5%.
It's like $5 off a day or something like that.
But hey, it's better than nothing.
I don't know. I think Sam's Club has deals too if you already have one of those. So, on the gift cards.
Let's see what it says here.
Right, I know. They're better. That's what I was saying. People are crazy over the Target thing. But I'm
how
like,
much is
you can
the
get better.
Four-part magic ticket?
I will say this, trying to order tickets through the Sam's like rewards thing or whatever, it looks like a pretty good deal, and then when you put it in the cart, it becomes a lot worse of a deal.
Right.
So
Ticketmaster is like, oh, $57 for a ticket? Wow, that's great. Let me check out. $300.
What? Four-part magic ticket around Memorial Day, that special ticket they're offering.
Mm-hmm.
It's $484 at Disney site plus taxes and fees. On this member deals that you get with Greenlight, it's $449. So
that's significant.
Yeah, the same park ticket.
Same ticket.
Yeah. It's not bad.
Which we did fine last time with the one park per day. I only had the one day that the Magic Kingdom day that I kind of wish I would have been able to go back to it, but the way it went. But I think that's more that's just the way it went than anything else. So if the day works out, then yeah, doing one per day is fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. It looks to be maybe 40 or 50 bucks off if you buy the tickets through those member deals. So per ticket, that adds up.
Yeah.
Greenlight.com/TWTM podcast. So promo code TWTM at checkout.
Insert your referral code there, Adam.
Adam's saying it just in case.
I'm willing it to be.
All right, so I think that's a wrap, sounds like. So if you would like, you can reach us on Facebook, Twitter, X. I keep doing that every once in a while.
Everybody.
And Instagram. That is all at TWTM Podcast. We, of course, have a Spreadshirt store as well, if you would like. That is shop.spreadshirt.com. And we have a YouTube channel. Where can you find that, Adam?
Our website, travelingwiththemouse.com. We have an email address, podcast@travelingwiththemouse.com. There's links to all that and more there.
So for Adam and Jason, my name is John. This has been Traveling with the Mouse, and we hope you will join us on our next trip.
That's what we didn't talk about was Lorcana.
Yeah, let's do that.
Because we have that video we got to put out.
Parsley. Parsnips.